Hey, how's it going? I hope that you are well. Today on Wednesday, the 12th of February, I am hoping that you are seeing and hearing this because my I'm always aware of the issues of tech, but I can see a little bit of flashing. Hopefully it doesn't continue for too long because I have done a test today. And I think it's all working, and hopefully you can hear me just fine. So I'm just going to take a second to check before we move on. Are you in here? Working. Amazing. Now, usually what happens is the clarity of the video does clean up a little bit about a minute in. So I'm hoping that's what's going to happen. Like I can see it. It looks a little bit better already, and we will just work with the flashing. I actually think it might be my computer just like literally going, girl, you work me too hard. And I'm just going to say, look, computer Cletus, you'll be all right. So if there's any sluggishness, any flashing, we'll get through it. Today is really about kind of taking pause amongst all the refreshing and taking a chance, taking some time to reflect, review, and refocus. Now, I know I keep encouraging you to do this, and I'm not going to stop because I think we get a little bit caught up in the movement of doing, and we sometimes don't really check in to see often if it's working. If it's not working, how can we tweak things to do them a little bit differently to potentially get a different outcome? And then also just to maybe pat ourselves on the back and actually take stock of what we have done. Oh, there's a lot of flashing, so I'm hoping it's okay. If it's a problem long term into the video, I might have a little bit of a tweak of the system, but we'll just keep going and see what happens. All right, so I'm going to run things a little bit differently today. I've got lots and lots of notes, and as I mentioned in both the email reminders and on the page and last week that we're going to talk about the three questions that the three singing questions I get asked the most. And they kind of do feed into what I just said about taking time to reflect and review and making sure that we know where we're going as we're moving forward. So I, as ask you to complete an artist questionnaire when we first start working together. And that serves many purposes for me. It's an opportunity for me to see what it is that you want, see what your life is like and how you're going to navigate fitting in your vocal care practice and development. And also it gives me a chance to just see, where you're at vocally, if there's any issues or anything that goes on. And one of the questions that I well, I ask so many questions, as you know, but the reason I do that is to really see what you're struggling with. And I listen really carefully for the language that everyone utilizes, and I definitely see a trend. From strangers, the top question is, can anybody sing? Now, I think most times the people that ask me that are in an absolute amateur capacity. Anybody that works with me is pretty much looking to do music as a career. And so the hat or the focus that we have on is slightly different. So I had to just say that, like 100%, that is the question I get asked the most. And of course, we know that anybody can sing. If you can speak, you can sing. But the three things that I see coming out, the three top areas for focus, or the three questions I get asked the most, circle around number one, confidence. Whether it's in your ability as a vocalist, or your place within the music industry. So it might be, uncertainty or impatience around how long things are taking, or not trusting in yourself, or not knowing your artist, your positioning as an artist. And or your, I call it your identity, or your artist or creative identity, or just not understanding the landscape that your voice the landscape of your voice. And that's the goal always, is for us to explore it, and then me to give you that singer's toolkit, and then you just go bonkers and do whatever you want, making the sounds that you want. So within that, building confidence in your voice 100% lies over the three areas that we've talked about right at the beginning. It's about creative energy, creative space, and creative mindset. So I wanted to refresh on those three because I think it feeds perfectly into this number one question of, you know, how do I build more confidence and vocal ability, or how do I get more confident? That also is like, why is it taking so long? The people around me, my creative team don't get me, or the producers don't get me. So everything, if I'm taking these responses and I'm putting them into one, it's all around confidence in your vocal ability and who you are as an artist. So the answer to that, or the thing that I want to reflect and remind us about, is that there is 100% those three factors that I mentioned: creative mindset, creative energy, and creative space. You need to be in the right headspace, and that does involve kind of getting a lay of the land, like I said, the landscape of your voice, figuring out what it is that you need to work on, figuring out your strengths, most importantly. What do you love about your voice? This is what I asked you to do right at the beginning of these refreshers with the live sessions. What is it that you want to work on? What do you feel are your vocal weaknesses? And we'll get to that, because that's the second common question that I get in a minute. And then the real thing is about knowing where you want to go with that. Are you comfortable in the sort of vision that you have for yourself as an artist? So what I mean by that is understanding that there are plenty of pathways. In New Zealand, we're very focused on the singer-songwriter. It doesn't have to be like that. You can be a cover singer. You can be strictly a live session singer. You can be strictly a studio session singer. You can be a voiceover artist. This is my new thing that I'm doing at the moment, which is very fun. You can, look, I mean, it's literally endless. The opportunities are endless. And it just depends what you really enjoy doing the most. Do you like live performance? Do you like writing songs? Do you like studio singing? Do you like all of it? So getting clear on where you want to go and who you see yourself as an artist is really important. That's that creative mindset. Knowing the landscape, you know, it's essentially like your internal GPS, like, where the heck am I going? Where am I heading? Once you know that, you can program it into Siri or program it into Google Maps or whatever, and then you will be given the directions to how to get there. And part of that is the space that you create, the actual physical space. So are you allowing enough time for practice? Have you got, I had some coaching this morning, and they just had such a great way of explaining it. It's a balance of creative mindset and also just actual daily practices, where depending on how you're feeling or what season you're in creatively, do you have a set of, she called them, protocols that you go to, where you've got your non-negotiables. So for me, no matter how I'm feeling, whether I'm feeling anxious, tired, work is really full on, whatever it is, ups, downs, positives, negatives, I have what I offer to you, the daily practices, as the bare minimum protocol. And I really encourage you, as part of getting that vocal confidence up, is to create that space for those daily practices, which is sirens, some form of relaxation with some stretches, and then speaking voice mindfulness. If that's all you do, that's going to keep you at ground zero. Now, later today, we are going to go through the entire practice plan that I gave you, and I'll share my screen and we can go through it. And I want you to also start to think, based on, so going back to creative mindset, based on what your goals are for your voice, and if you're unsure, I'm going to be hosting a workshop on the 29th of this month, leap day, and we're going to work it out together. I'm going to give you some prompts and some triggers, so I'll send you an invite to that once I've organized all the bits and bobs. And I'm going to help you to get really, really super clear on what your goals are for your voice and for your direction in music. And I'm going to show you how to get there. I'm going to show you how you need to act and be and do, not just from a daily voice practices perspective, but from a time management perspective and a focus and productivity and efficiency perspective. And I'm going to show you how to make it happen. And we're going to map out a timeline, whether it's 2020 or the next 3 months or the next 3 years, 3 weeks, 3 days, 3 hours, whatever. We are going to have, you'll walk away with a clear framework of how to get that happening. Yes, we will. So the bare minimum, though, is the mindset around performing. Sorry, around singing and who you are as an artist, getting clear on that. We can help you with that. You just need to be, you need that clarity. The second thing is, of course, creating space to actually do the practices. And if you have big goals, you're going to have big actionables to complete to get you to the big goal. So the bigger the goal, the bigger the workload, essentially. And rather than being scared of that, I want you to go head on and all in with that and know that it's not going to be easy. So none of this process of becoming a better singer, vocally developing, none of it is easy. We get caught up because the voice is utilized every single day and it's kind of meant to be natural and a natural ability. It's really not. It's focused, structured, applied skills. And then the artistry is how you throw them together. So that leads me to, what did I say? Creative mindset, creative space, and creative energy. Just utilizing, essentially time tracking or energy tracking throughout the day and learning when you learn or work best and doing your very best. I know there are many moving parts within this that you need to factor in, other people, other members of your creative team. But if you can work out your creative energy, feminine energy, if you're, going through your cycle, your menstrual cycle, all of these elements are part of the picture that will help you to keep and stay focused on the end goal. So that's what I mean by creative energy, just figuring out where, what time of the day is good for you to practice if you have a control of your schedule. If you're on somebody else's schedule and you're working like a 9-to-5, those options are limited. So then you've got maybe before work and after work study to factor it in. And within those areas, you'll figure out what your creative energy, the great times for your voice. I quite like you to track morning when you wake up and evening before you go to sleep, because then you get to see what the rest, the complete rest, and then anything else that might be going on physiologically, like reflux or poor sleep or the voice use throughout the day, how that might be impacting your voice. And you just want to track that for a month. So when you're monitoring creative energy or time tracking or energy tracking, those are the key things that I like you to look for when it comes to your voice. And then, of course, after any high voice, specific voice use like rehearsing or studio singing or practice sessions. Hey, Amelia, I can see that you're here. I'm really sorry about all this flashing. If you've got any questions, I'm looking on the Facebook page. In fact, everybody at any point, if you've got a question, please just chuck it in and I will do my best to answer it. Okay, so the first thing that I get asked so much about or see people struggling with is confidence in their ability. Those three areas that I just mentioned, creative mindset, creative energy, and creative space, should help you to feel more confident about having the reins on your voice and the ability that you have. The next step is that then it needs to be applied specifically to techniques. And you can imagine what the next most asked question I get is, how do I sing high notes better, more easily, without difficulty? So that brings me to the key elements of what are the moving parts. Now, we've gone over in the past, and I may or may not, depending on how we structure our session, have sat you down and talked to you about the 13 vocal structures and all the elements that you need to look at. Now, So the answer to the how do I sing the high notes more easily is not an easy fix, but I will tell you that it does have to do with your daily practices first and foremost. So it's release tension. Make sure that you are tense anywhere in your body, that you're utilizing the right muscles. So sirening gives you the awareness around that. Plus it gives you the agility and it extends your range. And then just the mindfulness around your speaking voice, which will give you some awareness again too of what is actually, what's easy for you and what's not. So when it comes to hitting high notes, now I'm just going to try to share my screen and I'm going to quickly take you through these, hopefully, these. Here we go. My computer is going so slowly, so I really hope at your end something is coming out and it's not super challenging for you to see. Okay, let me just make myself a bit smaller. And I'm just going to roll across to the right place. Hopefully. This is one. All right, so hopefully that is going to come up to the top. And you can see, and now I have this usually when I'm talking about reflecting, reviewing, and refocusing, what I like to do is to check in maybe every 3 months or depending on how often we're seeing each other. I like to check in and just to be sure that we've gone through all of these elements, because these are the super macro overview of the real fundamentals around vocal coaching. So you can see, I'll run through them real quickly, that you've had a good read of your Vocal Health Tips for Singers ebook, and that's a little insight into what's coming next, as the third most asked question I get is around vocal health. So that's why I put it first. Really, your vocal health being on point is the absolute fundamental. You cannot add anything into, no techniques will fly if the instrument isn't in good working condition. You don't have an awareness around what things are, what is actually, how your voice is working fundamentally. So we'll look at the three absolute basics of: are you drinking enough water? Are you getting enough sleep? Nutrition check-in. And that is to see if there are any, if you're triggered by anything. Because not everybody has the same response to dairy. You know, it's like some people get phlegmy, some don't. So it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. These are often conventions that are thrown at us, and we need to monitor and make sure that we're doing what's right for our instrument, because we're all so different. So any ongoing voice issues, and then what care practices need to be factored in, or what other specialists or members of our vocal health team we need to bring in. Any meds, we should have done a check-in about any meds that you might be taking and the impact that they have on your voice, because it could be something really small like an asthma inhaler messing with your vocal chi just because it's drying you out and all you need to do is add a spacer. So sometimes it's very easy. I'm just going to check and make sure that and then, as mentioned, daily rituals, and we've talked a lot about, I'm constantly saying, you know, releasing tension. The silent giggle is the up-leveling of that releasing of tension for the false vocal folds. The control of those also come in to being able to sing high notes, specifically belting, making sure that you can actually retract when you've got perceived effort coming in, like hard work, and you kind of want to, you know, knowing the feeling of retracting those with a silent giggle is really important when you're actually trying out any vocal element, but specifically any perceived effort like belting or anything that you think is hard work. Speaking voice mindfulness we've talked about, and then the technique focus comes along to the introduction to tonal qualities or voice qualities or primal sounds. So we will have gone through those, and you can see them a little bit further down here, which I'll just touch on. So it's me just introducing you to them so that you can play around with them and maybe even balance out your speaking voice based on finding what you feel you need more of in your voice. So we use our speaking voice as a hack, as part of our daily practices, to get to train it without having to get into the whole practice plan vocal workouts, which there's nothing wrong with that, and we're going to look at that today. But just having an understanding of that is really, really important. Effort levels and false vocal folds, the role that the false vocal folds play, we've talked about that. Effort numbers and monitoring effort numbers. So just being, again, this is that self-awareness thing. How hard are you working on a scale of 1 to 10 for each of these elements? So because these are ingredients in a recipe, a vocal development recipe, each element needs slight monitoring. Now, if you're utilizing the cooking analogy, sometimes you can just eyeball it. You know, sometimes you've got such a great knowledge of the ingredient that you know whether you need less or more of it, whether it's your signature special recipe, if you chuck a little bit more of this in. This is what I'm wanting you to do, but you only know that by monitoring those effort levels or monitoring how the ingredient, the impact of that ingredient affects the overall sonic recipe. And so effort numbers help us with that. Then we talk about breath management, and the absolute key usually, and in fact, we're going to be looking, I'm going to take you through all the tricks and tips with breath management or how to utilize, how to power your voice efficiently next week in the live. The key thing always is that we are often holding too much air back. We're using too much air when we sing. So one of the things I might have said to you is half air out. That's the first step. Next week we're going to go a wee bit deeper, and I'm going to show you what's actually happening, play some videos, so that you know how breath works, because it's not really complex, but when it comes to breathing for singing, we have a lot of input from all sorts of different areas, and at the end of the day, it really has to be quite personalized. The fundamentals of how breath works, like what are the lungs doing, what are the vocal folds doing, and how does that impact each different note, each vowel, each element of, or each ingredient of our performance. So, but we start off with just the basics of half air out. We will have hopefully done a vocal range assessment, and that gives us some really great tools to see, again, just awareness. We're assessing ourselves and figuring things out. And then we get into the goodness. We start talking about warming up, cooling down, vocal workouts, vocal rest, and just a quick reminder about that. It's making sure that you're allowing your muscles, your laryngeal muscles, time to get rid of any lactic acid, like any other muscle after a big workout takes up to, everybody's different, but like conventionally maybe 2 days. So if you're allowing, say, 20 minutes of vocal rest after high voice use, you're rocking and you're rolling. And then here are those different tonal qualities. I won't take you through all of them specifically, but we will be doing them in a refresher in the live. And then you've got this element that we're in at the moment, which is me really asking you to set some vocal goals for yourself, whatever that looks like, there's no right or wrong. And that will only come from the assessment phase, so knowing where you're at, knowing what you like and knowing what you don't like and what you want to work on. Vocal journal, practice plan and song study, I'm actually going to talk a little bit about that today in a moment. So let me just get rid of that for a second. Now I'm going to put this guy, I'm going to put that checklist into the resource notes and into the Facebook group. And so if you want to go through and check through them, and if there's anything that's standing out or jumping out at you, let's tackle that in our next session. That's what we want to focus on first. So if it's been a while, like the Christmas break, I'll usually start the year off with us going through that checklist and just making sure. So you can, we can save some time if you do it in advance and look it through to me. Okay, so knowing and understanding all of those things that I just listed out is how you sing high notes better, is the long and short of it. The next thing that I get asked the most is how to mitigate damaging or losing your voice? And the answers, again, go back to that checklist and those fundamentals. But really, it is, the most important thing is just monitoring and checking in with yourself every single day and not letting it get too far down the track. Like, say two weeks of any consistent voice issue of any kind, that should be cause for pause. It doesn't necessarily mean cause for concern, but it's cause for pause. And if you're tracking your voice, and I seriously highly recommend this. I'm going to take you through that, the vocal journal today again. Just do it for a month. Track your voice. Get an idea of what's happening. Figure out your vocal range. Just lay that land down and see what happens. Oh, hello, Briar. I see you there, girl. I hope you're well. So I really want this front end before we go deeper into the technical elements to be covered really well and for you to be super clear that you have the answers to these questions in your back pocket already, and it just takes a little bit of reflection and reviewing on them. Sometimes it's scary, and like I said, it's not always easy. If you are faced with any kind of voice challenges, and we all have, if you're faced with any anxiety-based challenges, and we all do, it really it helps to know them and then figure out what your protocol. What is your protocol going to be? So like I mentioned before, the basics, creative space, creative mindset, creative energy, feed that into your daily practices as your baseline. Once you've got an idea of where you're going, you can set the goals that support that, and that might look like some vocal workouts a couple of times a week. That will help you to be sure that you're strengthening and avoiding losing or damaging your voice. That's going to help you to hit high notes or whatever note you want to hit with more ease and freedom, which opens up this amazing creative landscape. Because if you're not afraid of the notes, if you're not afraid of the sounds, you can make whatever, you can tell whatever stories you want to tell because you've got all the options at your fingertips. That's the goal. And then that helps with that vocal confidence. So it's almost like, you know, the three top singing questions or challenges I get asked or that are presented that I see in people, they all feed into each other. Avoid the damage or losing your voice by the awareness around what's going on and nipping it in the bud before you find yourself in a pressure cooker situation like being on tour or in the studio or easier said than done, I know. You know, I'm just literally standing on a soapbox and preaching. But I do think that you have these tools available to you, and I know I kind of hammer on a little bit about it. I just know that we can get where we need to be with so much more ease vocally, which then leads to a healthier voice, which then leads to this vocal confidence. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so I'm not going to preach any longer, but I will take you to that next step of reviewing what the next options are. So we've talked about the ground level fundamentals. Here is the next step. I'm just going to share my screen again. And look, please chuck your questions in if you have anything. What do you think of what I just said? Does it make sense? Do you have time to do that? How important is it for you to be able to look after your vocal health, look after your mental, physical health to help boost your vocal confidence? Is singing higher something that's one of your challenges? Let me know, because like if I'm going with the averages that I see across the board, and I think I've probably done about 100 surveys, almost at about 100, and that's kind of what comes back. Okay, so let's start with that vocal journal that I'm harping on about. Let's see. Is this up and working? Yes, it is. Here we go. Let me make me little again. beauty clubber. So these are the prompts that I ask you to do. So this is the really basic template. You know, there's also like a super booty month vocal journal that you can get from me as well too. But this is the quick fix. So, oh, and Briar Vivian, let me tell you, she has, actually Amelia as well, had utilized Google Docs for this. Briar has done the most amazing version of her vocal journal in Google Docs. You know what, Briar, I really think that if you feel comfy to share that with us, holy moly, that would be great. And the cool thing is like, when I am seeing your Google Doc notes, when you're sharing that with me, it's kind of a live update. And so I am checking in with everybody sort of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I try to make time to do that, specifically Wednesday and Saturday. And I can just check. I hold the link in a special file that is all about you, and I can look at it and see if there's any changes and then write that in. But Briar, if you're still here and you're like, oh my goodness, I would share that link. That is just the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. But this is what it looks like anyway. So you are just checking in and thinking about what your goals are for your voice and your crafting. There are some prompts here that help you to figure out what you can do. Now, a lot of these things I've either utilized for myself or create to help me, almost like a checklist to remind me of what to do, because I, you know, like you, have a million things going on and my brain just gets distracted. So if I can look at these things, it just helps me to refocus. And talking about a song study, I watched, I posted in the group last night some sort of late night inspo of Lauren Allred singing Never Enough. Ooh, I think I might make that my song study along with the other ones that I mentioned a while back. This is an opportunity here with this vocal journal to just jot in what you've worked on. So once you've figured out what it is you're going to focus on, then how did it play out? And then you can kind of also add in how is your voice feeling in the morning, at the end of the day, or after singing rehearsal sessions or gigs. So remember that you've got this tool. I think this is already in the Facebook group under the resources, the units tabs, along with, you'll see they'll be segmented into these coaching notes and then also the additional support resources. So please get into it or make it up on Google Docs or wherever you want, if you want a digital option, and send it to me, share it with me if you want the accountability. Okay. So that to me is super important to have that kind of, that's your creative mindset. That's your focus on what you're doing, goal setting for your voice, what you're going to look at for the week. Then the next thing that I would suggest you have as a prompt, should you need it, is the practice plan. I'm just going to grab that. Hopefully this does come through. Let me just share it with you properly. There we go. Sorry if I'm a bit slow, but it's just still slowly getting through the technology. Make sure I've got some right things. Okay. So this practice plan has kind of like a step-by-step, which we sort of went through last week, but I'm actually going to run you through this. And if you see at the end there, you've got another little template that you can just write on. So the first page is a walkthrough, a guide of what to do, and then here is a little space for you to write this. Like, do it for 1 week. Let me see what, you know, let me know what the outcome is and how you feel. That would be amazing. So the first thing, and we're actually going to run through this now, is how's your body and your voice feeling? Write it in your vocal journal or jot it down below. So how's my voice feeling today? I am still a little, feel like I've got a little something going on, but I do think it might be maybe sinus related. I do have to take hay fever medication. I guess they call it sinusitis. So I'm aware always of that this particular area, but I sort of felt a little bit viral last Wednesday. I did end up having to take a day off on Friday. I had a gig on Saturday, so I had to kind of move my sessions and my coaching out the way. I'm mindful of that. So I've got my steamer. I'm going to get onto my irrigation and my gargling, which I haven't been so good with over the break because I've been on holiday. So that's how my voice is feeling. Not sore, just, you know, like there is something there and I need to focus on the hydration and nutrition and the sleep as well as those other vocal care aspects that I usually do each day. So then when it comes to focusing and relaxing, you know, check in with your posture. Do a ragdoll. I have already done some stretches today really quickly, and I mentioned some other ways of relaxing your body last week. I'm just going to check my notes because I had some. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about around this element of stretching is that, like, I don't do my singer stretches every time. I have an app called Swirkit Stretching, which is free on iTunes, which I'll link you to. And it just basically takes you through it. Again, it's just because I'm so probably lazy and need to be told what to do. So it's kind of like having your own vocal coach, your own vocal personal trainer. I call myself a vocal PT. And it's that kind of thing. And so I just follow through the stretches. You've got this thing in stretches links. You've got all of these resources at your fingertips. You can just follow. Let me walk you through it. And the reason that if I haven't mentioned this before, the reason I do all of the stretches standing up is just to wrap your head around the fact that you might be on tour, you might be in a room where you don't want to lie on the ground, you know. So that's why that they are standing. The other thing I want to mention is that if you have any injuries or any niggly spots in your body, neck, shoulders, back specifically, please modify the stretches and add in what your physio or whoever your health professionals are have given you. Add them into your daily singer stretches and make sure that you're releasing tension in the areas that need a little bit of extra relaxation. Okay, so once you've done that, if you are holding any tension anywhere, jot it down. I'm finding a little bit, I'm just going to talk about myself as I go through this, a little bit of hip flexor, little bit of hip tension, lower back tension, because I'm sitting down heaps at the moment, too much, in fact. My goal for activity is just to hit my steps goal for the day, which can be anything between 5,000 and 10,000 steps. So it's not like a full-on workout, but I have got some gigs to start kind of getting gig fit for, and I will be upping the ante a little. Anyway, I digress. Sirens. You're going to do three sirens, and I'm going to do them for you with voice current right now. Let me just get that happening. And I'm going to check in. So let me see if I can be fandangled and actually share another screen. Oh, my gosh. This is incredible. Is that working? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm just going to switch out for a second. My view. Amazing. And I'm just going to I'll go back to this so you can see the voice print. Now, if you've got voice print and you're using it, amazing. You can always take snapshots and send them through to me. But I'm going to do some, and remember your sirens checklist is tongue out if you need to, half ear out if you need to, anchoring if you need to, but the key element is on a thin fold. Which you can find by using your dog whimper. Get your tongue nice and high as if you're saying ee. So the sides of the tongue are up on those back molars. And you're just going to keep it really small. And the goal is a stretch. It's kind of like for your voice. So it's not loud. It's not full impact. And just we're really just going for an octave and a half. So here we go. Cool. Ooh, turn it down a bit. Not too bad. Okay, so I didn't add any tilt at the top. That was just my first entry level go. And I also didn't mention actually silent giggling if you need to as you go through. But I think I'm pretty retracted, pretty good there. So I'm going to do it again. I'll just keep going. There's a little bit of a disconnect in that one there. So I was overthinking it. I was actually thinking, I forgot to mention monitor your effort numbers. So I was trying to balance between the first and this first siren and the next siren is like, okay, so how high are my effort numbers? First one was about a 3 or 4, which is great. I think I overdid it a little bit. So I'm going to try and roll it back to a 3 or 4 for all of those elements. And I just don't need to maybe focus on the tilt quite so hard, but you can kind of see it attempting a smidge more like a wave versus that I'm going to tilt. So one last time, here we go. Yeah, no, what can you do? That's all right. So I'm okay with that. What I'm really happy about, just checking in with my voice, is that it doesn't feel like there's any swelling on my vocal cords, which is a win, especially because I'm not feeling great or feeling like there might be something happening. I'm able to keep a thin fold, so I still have some control in it, but I might need to just check in with my anchoring a little bit here and here. But the thin fold, it's a nice thin line. It's not super bright. So that's a win. I'm going to take that as a win. It's not perfect. It's okay. But that's literally as quick as it needs to be. So I'm going to pop this guy back up and get rid of this guy. Go back to this. Okay. So once you've done that, as I mentioned, maybe three observations about my voice are that I'm still able to get it into a thin fold position, which means it's not necessarily super swollen, which it doesn't feel like. But I do need to focus a little bit more on the coordination and maybe working through either anchoring or really applying that tilt at the top, slightly higher effort number, maybe a 4 or 5, and maybe trying some silent giggle. So if I was approaching this as a technique focus, I would go back and apply those things and observe. Okay, so the next step is then the vocal warm-up. Let me just get back to that. Now, we can Myron through the song. So we're either doing song-specific, practice. You can decide whether you want to do a song study or whether you just want to sing through the vocal workouts. And hopefully you will have seen that I did another scale of the week. We've done like an octave arpeggio this week, and I've popped that up on the scale of the week. So I just thought I'd play through a couple of those, and this is what you would essentially do. So first things first, say we're doing Never Enough as my song focus, just after I talked about it, the song from The Greatest Showman. I would go through and Myron through that, or even siren through it. So just the chorus, I will siren through. So that's just a real quick, I'm not sure if you can hear that. But then I'll myron, which is of course mouthing the words whilst you're still in a siren vocal configuration. So thin fold, and it would be. So it's really that simple. You're basically sirening and you're just getting your mouth moving. And you would do that ideally 3 times, or you might like to siren through once because that's like 4 minutes. Myron through once, that's 4 minutes, and then actually sing the song, which I will save you me doing. So that's one way that you can do a vocal warm-up. That is actually the most effective way to warm up your voice specific to the song that you're wanting to practice. If you're not working on any particular song, then you can go for the vocal workouts, either the Christina Aguilera ones, we might have had the masterclass ones, or I might have given you some Berkeley ones, or you can do these new scales of the week. So let's see if I can just explain. I'm going to do a quick run through the octave arpeggio one, and I'd love you, because it's a little bit, has a little bit more of an interval jump than the 5-note major scale option. I really want you to just start off sirening so that you can get the coordination right. I think I've got it ready. And then you can add on a lip trill if you prefer. And then you can add on vowels if you want. Oh, my break. And I probably prefer you to keep it legato, but you can go staccato if you want. Which is adding a little bit more work, because you're adding on what kind of onset you might be utilizing for the syllable or for the vowel. You can also add on consonants. Go with softer consonants first. Like you could try da or la. Da's probably easier. Da, 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 da. Which just helps you get, again, a little bit more attack-focused onset happening, depending on what you're doing. Now, we've talked about the onsets potentially in the past, and the focus of them will be threefold. It's a little bit more complex than that, but the three would be a balanced onset, and I sometimes encourage you to put a Y in front of whatever you're doing, whatever vowel, to help you make sure that your vocal folds are together, so they're starting together as the sound begins. Yeah, 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 yeah. Trying to keep your tongue as relaxed as possible. The next thing is, I just remembered I didn't actually take you through the vocal structures, the 13 structures that play a part, but we'll get to that. The next thing is, if you are doing a breathy onset or an aspirate onset, adding an H is a good way of practicing. Sorry. And then you can do a glottal, which is just actually. Oh, that was a pitchy one at the top. So that so you might go over the R vowel utilizing those, and then the same with if you wanted to change it to any of the other vowels. Yo, 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 yo. You might want to go So go with the staccato. To help you with the glottal, so you can feel the vocal folds coming together and that little pop of air coming through. And then you're and work your way through all the vowels, and make notes, see what happens. I know R is my hardest vowel, so I'll usually go with that one first, and then I will go through the rest of those. You can use that as a warm-up as well. And then the last thing is a song. I do think it's a good idea to sing through a song. So once you're warmed up and you figure out how long it takes for you to warm up, then I need you to go through that specific song practice, and then make sure that you cool down. Now, the best way to cool down is just humming or sirening from the top to the bottom. I have to hold my lips when I lip trill, can't do it without it. And this is the only time that I don't mind you flipping into a speech quality or a thicker fold. So you start with a thin fold. You can hear the change and allow the larynx to drop down. Let everything lower back to your speech. Whatever you're trying to get your voice back to, whatever your speech quality is, your speaking voice quality is. So mine is, of course, most people's are speech quality. A few people might have a lighter, more falsetto or a more quiet quality speaking voice. So there's not a lot of warming down, but you'll probably find that you'd be wanting to develop your thicker fold coordination more. And so that requires a slightly more complex perspective when you're working your voice. However, that just means that if you talk like this and this is your speaking quality, and you've been practicing like belting, take it up to a thin fold and just keep the siren the way it is when you start things off. You know, so you can direct it as you need it, moving up into a thinner fold with the siren or reversing it to go down if you're bringing it back to a thicker or more speech quality. I hope that makes sense. If you've got any questions, let me know. But last but not least, when you're going through the let me just keep this. You should see me again. When you are coming to a song study, I do have a song study checklist that I like to give to you as a little guide. Now, it depends on, you know, it really, really depends on what you're working on. If it's your original songs or, let me just keep that in the right place and share it with you. It really just depends what it is that you're working on. So this one, it would be a song study, say perhaps for working on a cover. So you would search the internet lyrics, or if they're your own, just make sure you have them written down. And that's actually something that not a lot of original artists do, as a matter of course, is write their lyrics out. I'm sure there are some that do it, but in my experience, we're often kind of typing things out as we go. So I encourage you, because somebody's going to put them up on the internet once it's released anyway, and it'd be good if you could actually put your own ones and the correct ones. I laugh my head off sometimes when I read the Sola Rosa lyrics, not that I wrote any of those songs, but when I was learning, I think, Turnaround, there are some very interesting lyrics. Like the lyric for one of the songs is, why you gotta work for something like this, and the lyric that was on the internet is why you got an iPhone, which is a long-standing joke the band, but anywho. So yeah, make sure that the lyrics are done, and the reason that you have that is because I want you to go through and work out where you're going to breathe in advance. So if breath is the power for the voice, this is really important that you map it out, map out where you need the power to kick off and stop. Then you can also, stylistically and functionally consider onsets later on, because that is the next step. But certainly, like I said here, you know, if you're listening to something else, an existing piece of music, where are they breathing? Watch them perform live. It's very hard to hear where people breathe in contemporary music, because there's so much comping, so you can, people sometimes are comping out the breath in sessions. So you also just want to figure out, where do you breathe naturally? How do you phrase naturally? How does it scan? And sometimes just speaking through the lyric to figure out where you might breathe can help you to work out where it's naturally going to, where a great natural place to breathe is. Because if I'm like stopping every 3 seconds to breathe, if that's the desired effect that I'm going for, from a rhythmic perspective, stylistically, wicked. But if it's because you're unintentional about your breathing, then, that is a tool that you have at your disposal to craft your artistry and your delivery further. Okay, so then the next thing, like I said here, you can read through this, but, checking that the key is in a good vocal range and tweak if needed. Now, often it's too low. When I work with artists that are writing music, depending on where you're writing the songs, if you're writing them in your bedroom or in a space where you're uncomfortable about making a big noise, what I often discover is that the key is too low. You know, again, you can use these different voice qualities and these registrations for impact, but knowing if you've done your vocal range and you know where your sweet spot is, set the song accordingly within that. Don't be afraid of coordination change points or breaks. You can navigate that with key changes if you need to, but it's often up versus down. So please feel free to explore and sing songs, your songs and songs that you're covering in different keys. When you're practicing, and this is just like a little performance hack, I'll often ask you to sing the song semitone to a tone up. And it's kind of like working out with weights so that you're just challenging yourself a bit harder. And then when you come back to the original key, you're like, oof, that's easy. And you can also then have live keys if you need to as well, if the song's particularly demanding, where you can, you're confident that your movement around the key is helpful or possible, and you've got more control over it, and it still has the impact on the delivery with the storytelling that you want. Identify any tricky spots, high notes that are challenging you, any sustained notes, trills or embellishments, and spotlight them, work through them, isolate that bar or two, and try some different things, different vowel placements, different modifications on the vowel if you want. We might have talked about that. What kind of breath management or resonance placement and breath support? I don't really like that word. I'm going to change it. It makes people think of something else, but that's the story for another day. I'll change that. Practice singing through the entire song, focusing on one element at a time. So when you're practicing through a song, I just named about 15 things that you could work on. Go one at a time and give yourself the space. So that's why if you are preparing for a performance, a song a month is smart. Like, give yourself that space. If you're practicing once a week, you might need a longer run-in. If you're practicing three or four times a week, you probably smash out three songs in a month or two. So, you know, navigate that accordingly. Once you have figured out how you want to sing the song and you've explored all the options, how does it affect the delivery, the story, how is it functionally to deliver it, then you got to put that performance polish on and just know it inside and out. A great idea throughout this entire process is to record yourself. You know I'm a fan of the song study. And speaking of which, this month, I think I have one booking slot left for a one-on-one, but I've got some song study slots. So if you're keen to do a song study, record whatever you're working on. Make sure it's at eye level. Send it through to me. Book in a slot for a song study session. And that carves out time for me to look over it. And then I record you kind of like you're looking now, the screen and screen thing. You will see me, and then you'll see yourself. And I'll play the video back, and I'll coach you live, and I'll stop and pause and tell you little tricks and tips to help you, whether it's reminding you of what we've worked on or introducing you to some new tools. I just recently did this with Dave Gibson. He came over from New York for the Romeo and Juliet show, and we workshopped about two or three of his songs this way. He loves it, which is great because he's in New York, so we often don't get to see each other. I kind of catch up with him maybe once. We'll do a big two-hour session, or we're going to do these song studies, and I think he is going to help me demonstrate these for you. So I think people need to see stuff happening to really understand how it works. But for my more pro or my working artists, that's the secret weapon. If you need a secret weapon, that is it, the song study. So I really hope you guys jump into that. Get the constructive critique, if that's me or somebody you trust. If you've got a team, let them check it out, see what they think. You do what you want, tweak when needed, repeat the practice process, and just give yourself the time and the space to really wrap your head around the song. You know, I think we owe it to ourselves, we owe it to the song, to be able to tell the story as best we can. Oh my gosh, I literally went for an hour this week, and I hope it all made sense. And you were happy with me running through. I just really wanted to get through a whole practice plan. Let me get out of this. Sorry. I really wanted to work through and just review in a really quick blanket way what it looks like when you apply all of the things that we've just talked about over the last 4 weeks and how that could, you know, how that might play out. So that's what it might look like. And it does, you can make it as long or short as you like. That practice can be, you know, 15 to 60 minutes. Please no longer than 3 hours practice a day. If you're working towards something, a tour or a recording, let me help you set a tailored time frame based on what I know about your voice and what I know about the workload that you've got coming up, and we can personalize that. But let me know what you think. Does that make sense? What else have I got to tell you? I will be popping up the replay on the website with all the resources as well as in the group. There'll be another scale of the week coming this Sunday. I'm sorry I was a wee bit late. Did a gig on Waiheke with Nathan Haynes. It was great, but, man, gigging just throws me these days. What a lush. Remember to reference, if you want to know what's coming up, the ultimate singing voice development plan, you'll see that's how I'm mapping things out, that's how I'm mapping my curriculum out. Ask me questions. Come on for live coaching. I've laid out the step-by-step instructions. They will come through in that email reminder that you get each week. And I can't see any questions right now, but I'm just so stoked. It was so lovely to have you, Briar, and Amelia live. I'm not sure who else is live. I can't quite see it. But if there's anything that you have to say, I know, like, I'm not a massive commenter in my own coaching groups and stuff, in the sense of when I'm learning as a singer. So I get it. I'm a silent observer, but I'm there. And I love it when you do, leave comments and let me know how you're finding this information. I also would love suggestions. So if there are ways that I can do things better, aside from the flickering screen, which I do have a solution for, I promise you. Briar, thank you so much. I really so love doing these weekly lives, and they are going to continue till at least May, which as you, oh, bless you, my girl. That's hilarious. In May, I'm going to offer the membership that I talked about, which is going to be all of the fundamentals and video recording for in a little hub. Now, I'll show you how to access that once I've recorded them and once they're all up. I know I've been talking about this for ages, but this is an interim option for you to have either access to me whilst we're in between sessions. And if you really like it, well, I can keep it going. But I definitely have a few more planned all the way leading into around April, actually. So let me know what you think. Holler at me with questions in email or in the group. Use hashtag question, because that's what I just pop in the search box, and then it pops everything up. And I just really appreciate you coming here live. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will see you the same time next week with more. But of course, you'll get all of the reminders and the resources to review at your leisure. Have an amazing day. Take care. And look after those voices. See you soon.